You're listening to the Afternoon Magazine on WILL. I'm Chris Berube. Every month, WILL hosts a community cinema event where we screen a documentary in Champaign-Urbana. And tonight is the latest installment. It's a movie called Wonder Woman, and it talks about the creation of an American superhero. Here's a clip from the trailer.
As a little girl, Wonder Woman was the only female superhero, so she was irresistible. She was literally the only game in town.
She believed that you didn't need a man to take care of you. The early Wonder Woman are some of the most feminist stories in comics.
Henry Radcliffe is involved in community engagement here at WILL, and he organizes these screenings. Henry, welcome back to the Afternoon Magazine. So tell us about Wonder Woman, the film that you're showing this week.
It's about the history and the story of Wonder Woman from when she was created back in the 40s and how she's morphed over the many different years and become an icon for the women's movement and helped shape the way women are portrayed in a lot of mass media that we use and see today.
So let's talk about the origins of Wonder Woman. So when she came about, there's really nobody else like her in comics, right? Like, she was totally new, totally groundbreaking.
Right. When comics were really popular, I want to say they became more popular right after the Depression.
Right.
And they were an escapism for the people in the Depression time. When they were originally created, they were for men, and most of them still are. However, as we started getting toward the war, women were starting to take a lot of the roles that men were doing because the men were away fighting. And a gentleman named William Marsden, he got into a position to work with a comic book company, and he told them that they should maybe come up with a female character. And he was the person that came up with Wonder Woman, and she was modeled after his mother and his wife. And she had some characteristics that a lot of the male superheroes didn't have. She was compassionate, a more personable type superhero. And one of the interesting things was one of her superpowers was making people tell the truth. She had this lasso that she could wrap around you. And William Marsden actually was the person that created the lie detector machine. And so having that as one of his creations, it was maybe like a marketing ploy to have Wonder Woman have this magic lasso that could make men tell the truth. But it's interesting that that was one of her superpowers.
Yeah, it really seems like she, again, when I think about Wonder Woman and I think about comics, I think like, oh, you know, she's part of comics. She must be made as like something for men. Like, she's attractive. She's kind of something for guys to look at. But she was kind of created as this, you know, very feminine superhero who had these, like, powers that we would associate with female traits, maybe.
And actually, Mr. Marsden thought that within 100 years, women would be taking over the world. And he actually was creating her as a model for the type of woman that he thought would be in charge of society, like, 100 years later. And we know, unfortunately, that women haven't quite taken over society. However, they've made quite a few inroads and changed quite a few things that need to be changed.
Right. One of the things that you've told me you found really interesting about the film was just how it gets into how Wonder Woman evolved. So she starts as this character who represents, you know, kind of this ideal of, you know, a woman who could run the world. And then she changed in some negative ways. Like, what happened? How did she evolve?
Well, one of the things, Mr. Marsden passed away in 47, right near the end of the war. And the people that took over the control of Wonder Woman started softening her up and turning her into a lady, if you will. She became like a housewife. She lost her superpowers. She became an owner of a boutique. She then went through some other changes, and she sort of started doing spy-type adventures. Also, her adventures were starting to have a more romantic flavor as opposed to that strong feminist woman flavor that they sort of started out with. Now, in the 70s, the women's movement wanted to use Wonder Woman as a strong female icon. And they realized that DC Comics had changed the persona of Wonder Woman. And so they created a campaign to get her back to the powerful woman figure that she originated as, and they were successful.
Coming into this film, I mean, what do you think you learned about comics, and what do you think you kind of learned about, you know, the rise of feminism and the changing role of women seeing this movie?
Well, one of the things, like so many bits of history I'm finding out, there are many more levels of the story than you ever get unless you are a really deep researcher. So just the history of how the character was created, the circumstances surrounding her creation, and how she evolved from a strong woman character to a weaker character back to a stronger character, and how she was influential in creating characters like Sarah Connor or some of the other stronger female characters we've seen in movies. That whole story was just so much deeper than I originally thought it was when I first heard the title, oh, Wonder Woman, the Untold Story of American Superheroines. It's actually a very deep story, and there is so much to the story.
So recap the event for us. When is it happening, and who's on the panel tonight?
This will be tonight, Tuesday, over at the Champaign Public Library starting at 6 p.m., Professor Carol Tilley from the University Graduate School of Library and Information Sciences, Rachel Storm, the Assistant Director of the Women's Resources Center, and Kevin Hamilton, Associate Professor of Art and Design over at the university. They will be on the panel, and we will be discussing Wonder Woman, the Untold Story of American Superheroines.
All right, Henry, it's always a pleasure to have you, and thanks for putting all these together.
Thank you for having me here.
You're listening to The Afternoon Magazine on WYLL AM 580.